Well, it's 4:45 a.m. South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. I want to welcome our beloved, wonderful listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, our wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Today is the 29th of Safar, 1444. 29th of Safar, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved Fadilatul Ustad. Ustad, welcome to this beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning, the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa na'arafat. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 29th of Safar, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we commence chapter 23 of the Noble Quran and focus on verses 1 and 2. This is the beginning of the 18th juz, the 18th supara of the Noble Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The surah is entitled Suratul Mu'minun and it comprises 118 verses. In the name of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is very, very gracious, very, very merciful. Qad, in the Arabic language, when you have qad, and it precedes a verb in the past tense, then it means surely, definitely, positively. So definitely, aflaha, you hear the adhan, hayya alal falah, success. So indeed successful, who? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, the people of Iman. Today see the challenges we are facing in different parts of the world, Allah has explained to you just now. So the true Iman, we must believe in the articles of faith. Therefore Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses us, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, A Iman Walo, 89 different places in the Noble Quran. That is the greatest gift which Almighty Allah has conferred and bestowed upon a person. So internally we have the Iman, conviction and faith, and externally we practice, that is the Islam. Like how we have the soul and the spirit within ourselves, and then our lungs, our organs, everything are functioning. So that is the foundation now. So what are the qualities? Alladhina hum fi salatihim. They are those people in their salat, in their namaz, in their prayer. So salat is called salat. As-silatu bayn al-abdi wa rabbi. The link, the connection, the nexus between the slave servant and Almighty Allah. If a person does not read his 5 daily salat on time, remember there's a question mark on that person's faith and conviction. Therefore, Quran Sharif tells us, Ma salakakum fi saqar, what made you go and walk straight into Jahannam and the hellfire? So the first thing they will say, Qalu lam nakum min al-muswallin, they will say, we should not perform our salat. So therefore, O Ummah, O esteemed listeners, make sure that from now on, we never miss a prayer on time, whether we in Safar or Hadar, at home, or whether on a journey, on a train, or on a plane. Surah chapter 74, verses 42 and 43. chapter 74, verses 42-43, that the first thing the people will say, why we landed up in Jahannam and the hellfire, Allah forbid, because we would not read Salat. And not just up, down, kiss the ground and back to town, just going through the motions like people do today. Nay. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. They read their salat and perform their salat with khushu and khudu, with humility, devotion, concentration. So it means that once we read our salat and our prayer 5 times a day as we ought to read it, then see the barakat and the blessing of it in this world and in the year after. إِنَّ الصَّلَاتَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَى will munkar. Verily the salat, this namaz, will prevent a person from fahsha, all obscenities, all movies, all type of indecency, will munkar and zina, fornication, adultery, gay brigade, all that Allah will make us stop from that, and will munkar all forms of injustice. Chapter 29, Surah An-Kabut, verse number 45. So there you have it, the importance of Salat. So everyone, instead of looking, judging others, let us do some introspection and see that are we the people who have improved our Salat? Have we improved our concentration? There is a Satan, a Lucifer, small Lucifer. His name is Khinzab. So ask Almighty Allah for protection from Khinzab. Khinzab. And then you will find the lazza and the pleasure in reading Salat and communicating with our beloved Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Let us give you some local, national, international news. We have many items to discuss, so brief. Number one, the leadership of Saudi Arabia, 100% I have Quran in my hand, are murtad, are totally out of the fold of Islam, and all you Salafi scholars, you need to hang your heads in shame when you remain silent. And go read now that the past few days, the Saudi Gazette, they're going to have now the idol competition. You know what they mean by idol competition? In the West, you know, they have the beauty competition, the beauty pageant, who is the most beautiful lady and so forth in their country or in the world. So they're starting that in Saudi Arabia. That they're going to have women parading and so forth. I'm asking you, this is Islam? I'm asking you in Imam, that the city he's building there, so for Dajjal and for Dajjal's angels, they were agents. For Dajjal's agents, so remember that they will have alcohol, everything flowing there. Already it has started, you must remember, in Riyadh, in Makkah, in various cities, there they're opening bars, and there they say they have beer, and they got the halal sticker on the beer. So I told you already, these halal stickers and halal logos are not worth the paper on which is written. So therefore, we rule for how long now, we are telling you. MBS is murtad bin shaitan, and Quran is warning him and his cronies and comrades. Chapter number 22, verse 25. وَمَن يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُزِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. In the Haram Sharif, Makkah Mukarrama, Mina, Muzdalifa, an intention, just intention of vices and deviation and transgression, we will punish you a terrible punishment. So whatever he does, he's disgraced in the whole world. The murderer of Jamal Khashoggi, Rahimahullah, a shaheed, and remember the murderer of thousands of people there in Yemen. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Majlul Al-Aqsa. That's number one. Number two, you Muslims, Radio Al-Ansar International, and you, Radio Garden, and you, the Merkaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, we are facing such challenges, we don't even know what is going to happen. See, I'm giving you two things. One, they are pushing and promoting, advocating the one world government. And then with that they are promoting, advocating the one religion for all. What is the one religion for all? The Abrahamic Accord. So if you go to Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, already you will see the structures are prepared. One side is a mosque, a masjid, then you will have the church, and then you will have the synagogue, all like together, very near, and now we're all worshipping one God, and so forth, and so on. And remember, the main players in this are the MBS Murtad of Saudi Arabia, and MBZ, so remember, the of United Arab Emirates, he also murtad and out of the fold of Islam. And remember that the Sheikh Day in Ajab, Sheikh Tayyib, he also another big shaitan. He and the Pope, they all sit together promoting the new one world order and one world religion. So that is what they are doing. Those are all the signs of Dajjal, and we must be very clear on this. So people today who promote directly, indirectly, the Abrahamic Accord, remember they go out of the fold of Islam, because you have to compromise on the fundamentals and the fundamental teaching of Islam. So imagine Saudi Arabia, then United Arab Emirates, then we go to Pakistan. So there they have a minister, her name Maryam Aurangzeb, and she was in London, and see now, the Pakistanis spotted her, and they told her, Chorni, Chorni, you big crook, you big ghairat, that you are a woman with no shame, and so forth, and so, it's all, remember, it's gone viral. And what they told her, that how can y'all ever legalize in Pakistan, that same-sex marriages, Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve. And then they even promoted, remember, that Nassim Ashraf going there too, you must remember Israel. They say it's not the government one, it's an NGO. But why you don't condemn it? So it shows they're all going in that direction of normalization. Then we take you to India, to BJP. The BJP, big politician, his son was running a resort and a hotel. So remember, he had some special customers and they wanted special needs. You know what were their special needs? That one of the ladies working there, they wanted to have their sexual pleasures with her. She said, me, I'm not a prostitute, and so forth. They killed her. So what happened? The people came to know, and thereafter they finished up the hotel, and that BJP, therefore BJP for India and for humanity and for Muslims, especially this Modi's party, remember, is a disaster. And the time will come when they all will implode, remember that. So now he is taken into police custody, and that hotel is demolished and so forth. And then we come to the Jutlas and Jutlis, how can we forget them? So you must remember they are Rosh Hashanah, and that is their new year has started, the Jewish new year, and they say we can't have the Palestinians as our neighbors. The Palestinians says, how can we have you our neighbors, you bunch of crooks, you bunch of terrorists? Occupation is terrorism. So that is where we are in the world. And then our beloved South Africa. For our South Africa, you know, they tell us we must be patient. And they tell us it's a global phenomenon. Show me which country like South Africa for 15 years has load shedding. So whenever there's load shedding, say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Read chapter number 66 and verse number 8. ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. Ya Allah, perfect for us and complete for us our nur, radiance and effulgence in this world, in the year after, in our qabr, in our graves, and on the day of justice, through your mercy, O Almighty Allah. Today is the 29th of Safar. We all are requested to scan the sky tonight, inshallah, for the new moon. And if the crescent is sighted, that will usher in the month of Rabiul Awwal. Inshallah, tonight we will receive confirmation and we'll announce it accordingly. So 8:30 to 9, we have interview with Maulana Zaid Khan. Today today we're discussing Lebanon. Then 1 to 2 we have Tafsir of the Noble Quran, and between 8 and 10 tonight live Q&A with Mona Arafat, Hatia and myself. So don't forget about the moon, Hilal, Khairin, Warushdin. Ya Allah, make this new month of ours a month of khair and goodness, Warushdin and righteousness. Allah Jalla Wala grant us tawfiq.
Somebody wants to know, Ustaz, that when is the ongoing long court cases going to end in South Africa, Ustaz?
Remember, that is how the whole South African constitution, you see people with vaccine, without vaccine, they got herd mentality. So when we got freedom and then they adopted a new constitution and the whole constitution is based on human rights, there's nothing about divine rights there. So what they did, they pushed back the laws of Almighty Allah and said, we know better, Allah forbid. So, and the world said, what a wonderful constitution. That time I already made the comment and said that this constitution is not worth the paper on which it's written. So what that constitution is helping us, I'm asking you, the ordinary Joe in the street and so forth and so on, people who are rich, they will get the SC, senior counsel, best attorneys, best advocates and best barristers and so forth, and they will play every loophole and they'll appeal and appeal and so forth, and that's what happens. And when you have divine justice, in matter of week finish, everything will be discussed, punishment, death penalty, whatever it is, will apply. But your human rights, therefore you have so many problems that Adam can marry Eve, Adam can marry Steve, all this he says my human rights. And once you want to be a person who is obedient to majority of the people, chapter number 6, Surah An'am, and verse number 116. So there Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, chapter 6, verse 116, that were into three akthara man fil ard yudilluka an sabilillah. If hypothetically, this is for the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but that will not happen, so the message is for me and you. If you obey majority of the people, they will lead you astray from the path of Almighty Allah. Chapter 6, Surah An'am, verse 116. So that is the biggest problem in South Africa.
Ustaz, I've got a listener from Texina. It says, Mufti Sahib, my friend was stabbed in his neck by protecting me yesterday, and he died. I was the guilty person. My friend didn't hear the whole story. Did he pass away as a martyr or as a sinner? From Texina Ustad.
Remember that if a person has Iman and Islam, and if he was killed, mazluma. Mazlum means an oppressed party. So remember, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, hadith in Tirmidhi, man qutila duna malihi fawa shaheed. A person who got killed because he was protecting his wealth, protecting his family, man qutila duna ahlihi fawa shaheed. So protecting your own life, and then you were killed, oppressed, and so forth, and you have Iman, Islam, then you passed away a shaheed. Shaheed and a martyr and so forth. But if the person is stealing in a bank or stealing somewhere else, and the police and the law enforcement come and shoot him and he dies, so then he's not shaheed. Why? An-ni'matu la tanalu bil mahzur. The bounties of Almighty Allah cannot be obtained through vices and sins. So we need to always draw the dichotomy and distinction that when a person is killed, oppressed, like what's happening in Palestine, in Afghanistan, in Syria, Libya, all these places. So remember, and the person is martyred and murdered, and he has Iman, then definitely, inshallah, he is shaheed by Almighty Allah and will be raised with the martyrs on the day of justice.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody says here that, Mufti Sahib, corruption is gone so rife that even the crooks have become corrupt. There is not a single department in South Africa that is not corrupt. Even our Molanas, they take salaries from Zakat money. Is this a major sign of Kiyama, Ustad?
100%, you must remember that. Therefore, I told you so long ago, but you don't listen. I told you that these halal logos are not worth the paper on which they are written. I told you that 80%, 90% of these organizations who collect zakat and so forth, remember that they are enriching themselves and their families. And what you are saying, saying is nothing surprising when you know the Quran Sharif and read it. Chapter number 30, Surah Rum, and verse number 41. Write down chapter 30, 30, verse 41. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. And you see the facade. There the corruption is manifest and apparent on the water, on the ocean, and on the seas, and on the land. بما كسبت أيدي الناس. That is a reaction of our own actions and deeds, action and reaction. لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي أَمِلُوا, so that they will taste, remember, بَعْضَ الَّذِي أَمِلُوا, the punishment of some of their actions. لَأَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, come back to the right path. Chapter number 30, verse number 41. Yesterday, true or not true, I don't know. The person afterwards contacted me. He had a list, you must remember. And if you look at the list of the people there doing all illegal connections, so remember our Muslim names. Go to Kenya and go and see what happened in Nairobi, Mombasa and those places, and you will see $250 million or so dollars came regarding the COVID from America. The money went to Turkey, from Turkey to Dubai, Dubai to Nairobi, and so. And you look at the names, Muslim names. So when we ourselves are masters in unda danda, upside down dealing transaction, then what do we expect when the Maulana themselves have sold the religion, that we no more want to believe in yu'minuna bil ghaib, believe in the unseen. We said yu'minuna bil jayb, that how much I can sell my religion to. And for I'll sell it, I'm on auction. So the highest bidder, I will go to you. So that is the reality on the ground, my brother. So the Zamana is coming. It has not come. Let me make that clear. But we're going in that direction where if we just worry about ourselves, our family, and we die with Iman, then we are awliyaullah, the great friends of Allah. Everything is going in the wrong direction. Our Makkah Mukarrama, our Madina Munawwara, cinemas in Medina, and thereafter Masjid al-Aqsa is in front of you. The new world order, new world religion, one type religion. So all this year, all satanic forces are gathering, but we never lose hope and become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Chapter 39, verse 53, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. And chapter 7, verse 151, read this with me, my brother, my sister. Wa adakhilna fi rahmatik. Chapter 7, verse 151. Wa adakhilna fi rahmatik. Oh, beloved Allah, admit us, include us in your special mercy. We are sinners, we are transgressors, we admit, but you, Allah, wa anta arhamur rahimin, whilst you are the most merciful one to show mercy.
I've got here brother Harold Ustad. He says, good morning to you, AK. My brother became a Muslim but can't read or write. The guy that made him a Muslim passed on. Now he wants me to teach him through your books. What books do you recommend for new reverts? Harold Ustad.
My brother Harold, I assume and I presume you are somewhere in Durban. So what you need to do is go to the nearest mosque, right? Whenever you get chance. And remember, go and collect all the literature and so forth. And there in Durban Central, you have IPCI and you have Islamic Dawah Center. So many organizations today. So you just go there and tell them that they must give you certain things. But the best for you and your brother will be that you take him and he meets the imam of the mosque. Whichever mosque you go to, there in Durban, there are so many mosques. So just go there and you know, daytime, 12:30, 1 o'clock, they all are there. Or after sunset, they all are there. So in that way, you just go and let your brother meet the imam there and the spiritual leader and tell them they must try and facilitate matters for you. And inshallah, you you will be teaching your brother, so it will open new vistas and new openings and horizons for you also. So my advice to you, Harold, that don't read the Quran or the Islamic literature with a jaundiced eye. Read it with an open heart, open mind, and then you will see the beauty, glory of Islam, inshallah. Allah make easy for your brother and for you, brother Harold.
I've got brother Benjamin. He says that, AK, did you have a look at the interview? The truth about the violence against Muslims in India. Benjamin Ustad.
Yes, remember that the truth of the matter is more and more Hindus who have not been influenced by the BJP and by the RSS. If you know anything about the RSS, they were formed, remember, they like the mother body. So in 1925, and their members were responsible for murdering and killing Gandhi as well. If you know Indian history, and then you will see that the people who are intellectual and they have that guilty conscience, that how can we in India, supposed to be the largest democracy in the world, treat the Muslims and then treat the Christians and the minorities as second, third, fourth class, remember, citizens, and then openly they say that the Indian Muslims must go to Pakistan or go to Kabristan, that they must migrate and go to Pakistan or we will send them to the graveyard unless they become Hindus and so forth. So therefore we say India and Israel are apartheid regimes, remember. Israel, the rogue terrorist regime, is the teacher, and since Bharat Janata Party BJP came into power, so they have become the students of Israel, and that is how they deal with the Muslims. Open apartheid. But what do you see? Go open, you must remember the Arab news and see. Go see the Arab countries. There today they're signing, today meaning now, that they already announced we're going to cut more deals with the Indian government and so forth. They're proud about that, you must remember, because Islam in them, for them, is a liability. For Saudi Arabia, the rulers, for UAE and all of them, there's Arab tinpot dictators and who making peace with Israel. They're not Muslims, they're murtads, haramis they are. You must remember, for them, Islam is a big liability. They just want power and they want money. That's all they want, and become slaves of Israel and America and the West. So that is the reality on the ground. As far as the BJP goes, we say that Modi and company, remember, are guilty of terrorism. We all know what they did. You must remember in Gujarat, what they did in Kashmir, what they are doing now in Bihar and Assam and all these places. Allah alone have mercy on the Muslims of India and all the Muslims and all humanity throughout the world.
Listener says, Ustaz, that the will is done. We all get, but the brother refuses to. He alone wants the wife and stepchildren's in home. Please advise, Ustad.
I'm not sure what your question is, but anyway, the way I understand it is this. Somebody is drawing up a will. So when you draw up a will, remember that the spouse, that provided all parties are Muslim. A non-Muslim cannot inherit from a Muslim and vice versa. So let's say now the husband is drawing up the will, so the wife will inherit and 12.5% will be hers. And remember, if the wife is drawing up the will, then remember the husband will inherit 25%. If the parents are alive, then 1/6, 1/6 collectively is 1/3 their share. The residue and remainder will go to the children, and that is biological children, ratio 2:1. If you want to give during your lifetime, you try and give them equally. Stepchildren, adopted children, foster children, none of them are heirs. And if you say no, they must inherit and so forth and so on, you go to Jahannam forever. Forever means for very long time. That's the word Quran uses. Surah 4, chapter 4, verse 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. After mentioning the shares of the heirs, then Almighty Allah states, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 14, who disobeys Almighty Allah and Mustafa, Habibuna, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ. huda. You go beyond the limits. So you want to give somebody a share who's not entitled. You want to deprive somebody, decrease somebody's share. Yudkhilhu naran khalidan fiha. Allah dispatches that person to Jahannam and the hellfire forever. Khalidan fiha. So if the person died with Iman Islam, it means here khalidan fiha, very, very long period. And one day he or she will come out of the hellfire because of their Iman and faith. Walahu adabun muheen. And for such people will be a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. Chapter 4, verse 14.
I see Jeremy says that if MDS is so bad in your eyes, then how come you guys still go for pilgrimage? Ain't you guys being a two-face? Jeremy, start.
Brother, you must remember that pilgrimage started already in the time of Adam, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and ma min nabiyin illa waqad hajja. Every prophet, every messenger went for pilgrimage. Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam went for pilgrimage in the sixth year of the hijrah. That is the aborted umrah, remember that. And then couldn't perform. In the seventh year, the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed the Umrah Qaza. They were, Jeremy, at that time 360 idols there. And yet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went for the minor pilgrimage. So in the eighth year, when the conquest of Makkah took place, then all the idols were kicked out and dropped and thrown to pieces. And so it shows that the Hajj will continue, pilgrimage will continue, the minor pilgrimage will continue. As all this year, that non-Muslims will rule in those times, also non-Muslims were ruling for a period of time. Now also the government of Saudi Arabia and Muslims run by MBS. Can you call such people Muslim who have allowed every vice almost to take place there? And anybody speaks, the ulama and scholars, 10 years jail, 30 years jail, all these things here. You call them Muslims, 100%. وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِ فَهُوَ مُرْتَدُّونَ. People who got doubt regarding his kufr and disbelief, they themselves out of the fall of Islam.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Somebody says here, Mufti Sahab, that my friend is a non-Muslim. He requires a kidney. My kidney is a perfect match for him. Can I donate my kidney to you, Mustad?
Yes, remember there's difference of opinion on that issue. Our fatwa, our verdict is that if you are not selling it and it's not for cosmetic and aesthetic reasons, it is a matter of life and death and so forth. So remember, you donate it to him. وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. That you save somebody's life is like saving the whole human race. So remember, that is our deen of Islam. So as long as it is a last resort and so forth, so then we will tell you, yes, if you're happy, he's happy, then go ahead. There are obviously our seniors, our other ulama and scholars who say it's not permissible. We say that that is precaution and that is taqwa and so forth. But our fatwa and verdict on that issue will be, yes, it's permissible. You donate your kidney to him, even though he's a non-Muslim, it's fine. Chapter 5, Surah 5, Surah Ma'idah, and verse number 32 of the Noble Quran. So that will be, inshallah, a great deed. Maybe with your kidney, then he becomes Muslim also, inshallah. Last question.
I see Maverick says that things are but quiet now, a.k.a. in Palestine. Ustad.
I don't know which newspaper you're reading, my brother Maverick. Maybe you're a Maverick character and looking at things with one eye. So the haramis, the bees with a capital B, the terrorists with the Nazi tactics, every day almost, they are killing people and murdering people in Palestine, and you tell me it's quiet. I give you two references. That Gideon Levy writes there. They go read in the past week in the Haaretz newspaper. The policies carried out by the Israeli, he don't use all these words, but I'm using it. The apartheid terrorist regime is though they want the intifada, they want another uprising by the Palestinians. And in yesterday's Haaretz, he wrote that Gideon Levy writes, what Lapid and his daughters have, the children of Gaza, we say, can only dream about it. And you tell me it's quiet that you put people into a ghetto and an open prison for 15 years, you terrorists and bunch of, you need another Hitler. That's what we say to sort you out, haramis. Therefore, Putin is right. Kick out all the Jews from there. And the rabbis are all also saying, all the Jutlas, pack up and leave Russia. So therefore we like him. So remember, we don't apologize for anything there, because you'll need this punishment from Almighty Allah. Assalamu alaikum.